hiphopsyndicate.com. Your one stop for all your unhealthy obsessions. Breaking news and in-depth reviews on all of your favorite movies, music, TV shows, podcasts, comics, books. Popsyndicate.com.
Misinformation podcast contains themes and subject matter that may be inappropriate for some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome to Misinformation, episode 43. I'm Zach.
I'm Weller.
I'm still not Eric.
And you never will be. Don't fucking forget it. So, 43, there's nothing special about that.
Nothing.
Not a goddamn thing. So, but there's gotta be more fucking structure to this week's show than there was last week's show. What a fucking clusterfuck that was.
I thought it sounded fine.
Did you even listen to it?
I was here. I didn't listen to it.
Yeah. You were here. You'd had about six beers. I'm sure it sounded great.
It did.
Great. It was
best episode ever.
Yeah. That's what it was. Sam Adams today, apparently. Yeah. I got Honey Porter.
Well, got the black along with Adam.
Yeah, we're sampling the black lager.
I really like this Honey Porter. I don't know that I could drink 17 of them, but it's got a nice flavor to it. I always feel like a bitch when I'm talking about like a very mainstream beer like Sam Adams and the awesome flavor that it has, but I'd take this right along with any like microbrewed.
Speaking of drinking and bitches, Zach, there is something I would like to retract. I made a statement on a couple different occasions in former podcasts.
Yeah, okay.
I had previously stated that I would fuck Amy Winehouse.
Uh-huh.
In the newest issue of Rolling Stone magazine, there's a picture of her basically naked. It has the best like possible like blockout shots, but it's like they just barely blocked it. So, I mean, it leaves nothing to the imagination. Not attractive. Not even mildly, remotely attractive. In fact, I'd only give her like a 3.
Okay. What I need you to do?
I vomited a little bit.
All right. I know it crushed your hopes a little.
Yes, it did.
But what I need you to do right now is for our several listeners, I need you to say this for me.
All three of them.
Zach, you were right.
Don't say it.
Zach, in this case, you are right.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. That brightened my day a little bit.
I would no longer fuck Amy Winehouse.
It's been a ramshackle day for me, and that may very well be that just brightens my day.
For any of you out there that think she is still attractive, just next time you're out, look for the newest issue of Rolling Stone, and it's right in one of the very first sections. It's actually a pretty big picture. You
and
can't
then
miss it.
Punch yourself in the balls as hard as you can.
It'll shatter your dreams.
I have a topic this week. Normally, I don't have topics. I just kind of let you guys come up with your fucking topics.
That's what happened last week.
And we'll get to it after we talk about listener mail. I forgot about listener mail. And I might miss some people, but we've discovered recently that if we open the web browser while we're recording, it totally fucks us. Because apparently our 2 gigs of RAM, not quite enough to run Cubase and run the web. And so we received emails from new listeners, a new female listener. I'm gonna take my chances here. I'm gonna try it. Listeners, fly along with us here. We're going to try something, and if it fucks everything up, you will be the first to know. We won't even try to hide that at this time.
This has been episode 43.
This has been the end of Misinformation. But I want to look and see. We need to recognize our new listeners because it's pretty important.
Speaking of, and as you're looking at this, I believe I may know the Chinese listener.
Shut the fuck up. How?
One of the guys I work with, Wolverine, if that's you fucking donating that shit, fucking drop us a line because we got to hear some of your fucking stories, dude.
Was he in China?
He's in Asia, just going all over fucking Asia. He was in Europe for, God, probably 6 months. He came back, worked again for, I don't know. That's where he works.
Edit.
What? The guy works in, I can't say that he works.
Because they'll sue us.
But you totally outed yourself.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
You did now.
Oh, come on. No, our listeners are not that fucking stupid. We have to give our listeners a little credit here. Do you want me to go back and fix it?
Yeah.
When he says something, just go.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You
need we'll me fucking to, chop it.
You need me to go back and fix it?
Yeah,
just let's put fix music it over it.
Hold on. We'll be right back. And we're back. Jesus Christ, could you have said it any more times?
He works at...
Jesus,
the guy
man
works. He works for a living.
Yeah, he works. He's taking what they're given because he's.
But yeah, Wolverine.
For a
he's traveling Asia. Christ. He'll be gone until he runs out of money, and then he comes back, works just long enough to save Tagosa in other parts of the world. So
hey, good job not saying where he works.
He works.
The only reason we had to cut it out is because he's your coworker, and you don't want to say where you work on the air.
Yeah.
But you said it four fucking times. Jesus. I was hoping this was going to be our one episode without any type of edit or cut.
That will never happen.
No, but ever. usually we don't go back and do shit like that. It's just because the software fails.
This wasn't my fault.
No, this wasn't your fault. Okay, Amanda. Amanda, last name withheld because she gives us her last name because she's a Gmail person and always tells you. Hey, Zach, Adam, Weller, and Eric. Wow, you got second billing there.
Out fucking stand.
Wow. I'm Amanda from Virginia, and I just started listening this week after hearing so much about you from Cabin Fever. Chalk another one up for the Irish. Yeah. Fantastic. Great.
They're like a puppy we carry around to get bitches.
No shit.
You know, I've heard Aaron complain many times that we haven't given them any listeners. One, Aaron. One. That would be me.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, you know, Joe Gross listens because of us. He that's two.
Two. There you go, Aaron. Right? Two.
At least two. There's,
at least
there's,
two.
There's
solid
a couple.
Two,
I think there's a couple that were listening to us before they were listening to Cabin Fever. I think there are some local folks and stuff. Plus oh fuck. Now I'm fucking totally blanking on his fucking name. Oh, fuck. I'll come back to it. yeah, okay. So that's Amanda. Thanks for listening. We like to mention our listeners when they begin anew. So thank you, Amanda, for being our fourth female listener.
Hopefully not in your teens.
Okay, yeah, hopefully not in your teens. Check this out. We didn't talk about Oleg last week.
Wow.
Oleg is from New York, and he has just begun listening, and he listened back
what
through
the
from
fuck is
from
that?
That's his logo submission. Like I said, he just started listening, and he started at the beginning. So Oleg sent us a fine, fine logo submission. And Oleg states, I'm just starting listener of the misinformation. Here is entry to logo contest. I like the gypsy cabbage and was very funny. Wishing Oleg from New York. I'm guessing Oleg is not a native English speaker. Which there's nothing wrong with that. At least he wrote us in English.
Right.
Does he want to kill us?
No, he likes us. I don't know what the
so is that the hooker and
that
Weller?
Is stripper?
Maybe.
I see a knife.
No, it looks like there's either a vagina on this one's mouth or and Oleg, we're not making fun of you. It's just it's a very cute drawing, actually.
Oleg, are you old enough to listen?
Oh, I'm sure he is. He's fine. We wrote him back and he just apologizes that he just got up to the most last episode. It is very, very funny, he says. A very good podcast. I like Oleg. I like this guy. He's living the American dream, Oleg.
Can you edit our logo just for this one episode and put his on there, just for shits and giggles?
I could.
We should give him some props, yes.
I could do that, probably.
Yeah, just do it for this one episode.
But JK will come looking for us and he'll kill us.
No, JK won, I'm just saying just for
one episode. Yeah,
for one
yeah.
Episode.
Don't let me forget after we're done. All right. We'll put Oleg's up for... Yeah.
This needs to be seen by people.
Yeah, we can put that up for the from on iTunes. If you download it on iTunes, you'll see that as the logo. This guy is a new listener. I'm guessing he's a younger fella because his email address is headpe.
Mm.
Yeah, but seems like a nice guy. My name is Shane in Winooski, Vermont. I learned about you guys from Cabin Fever. God damn it. Thanks for listening, Shane. Fuck the Irish. No, thank you. Thank you, Brian and Aaron. Thank you very much. And news of Brian Aaron, relating to Brian and Aaron, Bytor reserved our hotel room for Dragon Con.
Nice.
Yeah, you got two adjoining rooms. So I think we're looking at a little under $200 a night. So between the three of us, we'll each probably have to come up with, you know, a couple $100 for each night. We'll do four nights for sure. So I'm sure this is terribly interesting to everybody. But Dragon Con is step by step slowly becoming a reality. So Blake Northern, prepare yourself and your liver. What else we got here from the listener mail? We talked about Amanda. We talked about, the new Shane. TFI Cast sent us some new sounders. We'll probably make those available for download or something. We would shorten up the beginning of the podcast. So thank you, TFI, for fucking standing up once again and trying to make cool shit for us, because yeah, you guys are awesome. I think that is everybody. We do have new listener, Matt. Matt, I found your podcast through the – God damn it.
Cabin Fever?
Through the Irish dipshits of Cabin Fever, he says, I quote, and I quote, as I was listening to episode 29, the Christmas one was way too fucking long for me to commit to before I had heard any. He's talking about ours. I kept on hearing references to shit I recognized from back home in Waterloo. Sadly, it still took me until episode 40 to know for sure that that is where you're from. I haven't been back in a long time. Nice to hear that it still exists. I will keep listening to your vulgar cabbage eating asses. We do not eat ass.
No.
Matthew, there is no ass eating as part of the gypsy cabbage. There is none of that. There's no rim jobbing of any sort.
Right? The only penetration is with the balls.
Right?
Depends on if she's a three or a nine.
Yeah, see, I knew you'd eat a little ass. He says, do me a favor, find a former business owner here in the Cedar Valley, kick him in the nuts, and tell him to sell off that property on the hill so that a decent bar can get in there, since the cocksucker knocked down a building that we can't mention and then proceeded to lose his liquor license. We know who we're talking about. Yeah. Also, since you have Cabin Fever's ear, let them tell them to get a decent camera for the YouTube post, for God's sake. I need to see what that chick looks like. Sincerely, Matt.
What's she talking about?
Shona's fucking hot, Matt. She's hot. She's super hot. Just so you know. Just throwing it out there. yeah. Matt, this is the thing that pisses me off, okay? Matt's from Waterloo and still hears about our show through Cabin Fever. What a bunch of fucking horse shit.
I almost feel guilty enough to start listening to Cabin Fever.
You haven't listened?
No. I don't listen to ours.
At least there's a fucking holdout somewhere. That's all I have to say about that. We have one more listener from Waterloo. It's weird. We're finally finding people. It's so fucked up that they're finding us through Cabin Fever, but they're from
Waterloo.
Here. Yeah. Dana's a listener who I've been corresponding with a lot on MySpace, and he still lives in Waterloo. He's hearing about us through Cabin Fever. Thanks for listening, Dana. He actually was the one that recommended that I check out that other comic book store on the hill. Have you been in there?
No, but we are sad.
No, I'm just saying. What's
the name of it?
Limited edition. It's right on the hill, right by Copyworks.
They don't give you that creepy guy stare when you go in there, do they?
No, he says he's got a lot. He believes that the collectibles are better at limited edition than they are at the core. And he used to be a diehard Oak Leaf guy when the core was Oak Leaf. More stuff that nobody cares about.
People.
Right. But the fact of the matter is, thank you to the Irish, I guess, because they're getting people in Waterloo to listen to us.
If I was going to listen to a podcast, it would probably be Cabin Fever. I'm sorry.
Why don't you get down on that mic a little bit so people can hear you? Because I got you fucking sweetened about as far as you're going to go. So you need to.
Is that better?
That is a little better. It's true. All right. Hey, while you're sitting there, will you reach down and make sure that mic on the floor is off so they don't.
I have been working out. You want to see the sweet ass, man?
Oh, yeah. Just make sure it's shut off because they don't need to pick up our feet. Is it off? Oh, that's one way to do it. All right. Fantastic. So we've touched on all of our listener mail. If we missed anything, I'm sorry. I forgot to check it before we got going. But we'll find it in the future and get with you. Okay.
I have some indirect feedback about something you stated in a previous episode.
Oh fuck! Oh, what? Who did I piss off now?
No, this isn't pissing off. It's actually informational knowledge that I think some people might appreciate.
It can't be correct.
You asked in was it the last show, I think, whether or not chickens have periods.
Yes.
I went to work, and there's a lot of people, like I said, that were either former construction workers or grew up on a farm.
Okay.
So I go in on Saturday, ask everyone if they know whether or not chickens have periods. No one knew for sure. They all had different theories, and it was pretty even 50-50 whether they do or they don't. one of the guys they work with, his uncle is actually a chicken farmer. So he goes home.
Better to be a chicken farmer than a chicken fucker,
calls his uncle in the morning and asks him, uncle, I guess, just laughed like 5 minutes straight and said that a chicken's menstrual cycle ranges between 23 to 27 hours.
Oh, God.
And at the end of the cycle, the egg comes out, and that is its period. If you eat eggs, you are literally eating the chicken's period.
Which is why they let loose an egg, regardless of whether it's fertilized or not.
Right. And when the egg's gone, it starts the cycle again.
Can you imagine if human females were like that? They would be bitches all the fucking time.
Yes.
It's only, what, 23 to 17 hours, though?
Oh, fuck. 23 to 27,
so it's roughly once a day.
Oh, fuck that. No thank you, sir. You'd only have like a 3-hour window to fuck.
And then she'd be tired.
But you know the nice thing is a chicken period only lasts as long as it takes to shit the egg out.
Right.
And then they're done. It's not like they walk around with a fucking tampon in their little chicken ass the whole rest of the day.
But wouldn't it be gaping open for a while afterwards?
They do look a little rough. Like, because that's what, remember I was telling you that chicken asses, they're all like, it's disgusting if you look at chicken asses because they're passing this big ass fucking egg out every day. They're fucking tore up, man. They are fucking sprung. I cannot imagine how a rooster looks at that. He's like, yeah.
When did we have this discussion?
I'm going to get me a piece of that. Last week.
Yeah.
You were fucking drunk. Yes. But can you imagine as the rooster? I mean, I can't imagine a chicken cock is very big, like the actual penis part.
It can be. And the egg is just fucking massive.
Looking at that fucking hole going, she ain't even going to feel me. What am I doing this for? It'll be like fucking a warm bucket of water. He's just hoping he rubs up against a feather so he can feel something. Fuck.
Yeah, the math on that just does not add up.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But I'm glad we at least got an answer.
I guess occasionally there is a little bit of like uterine lining on the egg. But that's really rare, though.
No, and I've seen that. And I wondered whether she just had split herself so far open or whether that was actually part of the process.
That's part of the process.
Because a lot of times you have to wash off the eggs. My dad raises chickens, you know. But I didn't want to ask him because he'd give me some long, long, drawn-out answer that I just wouldn't be prepared for.
And then shoot at us.
Probably, most likely, yes. That's probably very true. Okay. Well, fair enough. Did he convert his uncle to be a listener?
Probably not.
He's too busy. Too busy culling chicken, period, to do it. Okay. Here's the last couple weeks I've been doing a lot of thinking. The Old West was a much more civilized place. And now I know you're going to fucking argue with me and you're going to be like, no, fuck, man, there's Indians and people getting shot all the time. But here's the deal. In the Old West, if someone crossed you, they knew there was a chance you might fucking kill them. And in the courts in the Old West, they could look upon what you did killing that person and say, you know what? He was justified.
He deserved it.
He was justified in killing that man. That man stole his cattle. So in order to stop him from stealing his cattle, he shot him in the fucking face. So here's what I propose. I propose a return to society of the Old West. In so much that if someone crosses you, you get to plead your case as to why you killed them. And then if a jury of your peers can go, I'll allow it. You're scot-free. Maybe a little community service or something. But I think revenge killing should be legal.
What would the minimum crime be then for killing? There has to be a – I mean, obviously, if someone cuts you off in traffic, you couldn't justify
killing.
Right,
right. Well, it would have to be – you'd have to be judged by a jury of your peers to see whether it was reasonable. So you're taking your chances.
What would you deem reasonable? The least reasonable reason to kill somebody, like stepping on the grass?
No, that wouldn't be. Yeah, I wouldn't kill somebody. Because
I know an old man in my neighborhood that would.
Yeah, right. I understand that. It'd be fucking straight up Gran Torino over there.
if he got a jury of other old men, you're done.
Well, and okay. I think that's okay. Now, because he would probably go into court and say, look here, I told those fucking kids to stay off my fucking lawn for 3 fucking months. I fucking couldn't take that shit anymore, so I shot him in the fucking face. And the peers might say, all right, you gave
him guilty.
Yeah. You gave him ample warning, Sid. You gave him ample warning.
We still playing cards on Tuesday.
Exactly. Because I think that in the Old West, that's why, okay, there wouldn't have been any fucking rap music in the Old West. There wouldn't have been anybody riding into town on their fucking horse. that shit because they would have known one of their fucking neighbors would have came out and been like, hey, turn that shit down. No. Boom. Dead.
Have you met my father?
I'm just saying that I think it would be...
In order to live back then, you had to either be a total badass and be very quick on the gun or be extremely inoffensive to all
people. Stay out of fucking people's way. Yeah. And that's the way it should be anymore.
Either a badass or totally spineless.
Right.
Right. Right. A fucking milk toast, if you will. That's a great fucking term.
Now I'm hungry.
You would be. I'd say
actually society's probably gone full. We're the total opposite of that now. We're all like just assholes, but
and everybody can
you
fucking,
have balls.
And everybody can get away with it. Okay, unless you fucking kill somebody, rob somebody, or rape somebody, you're for the most part going to get away with everything you fucking do. Sure, you might have to go do a couple days in the hooscow or whatever, but still, ultimately, you get away with it. You fucking steal somebody's car. Oh, you got to go to jail for a little while. In the Old West, you steal somebody's fucking horse, you wake up with a bullet in your fucking teeth.
Yeah.
And see, do you think that there were hoodlums in the Old West? Do you think there were gangs of kids running around pushing old ladies down and stealing their purses? Fuck no, there weren't. And you know why? Because regulators mount up. That's why a fucking posse would track them down, fucking lynch the shit out of them, and then put them in fucking stand-up coffins with pennies on their eyes. That's why. That's why that kind of shit didn't go back then. But now we're all like, well, maybe we should give them a little program where we rehabilitate. Fuck that. Shoot them in the fucking face.
I've thought about this. I think every law-abiding citizen, every year, should be able to pick one person to kill.
Every year? Like, you get a person a year?
Every year you get a person.
Oh, brutal.
But it has to be approved by three other people.
Okay. I could go for something like that.
But it's more like a gladiator thing. The person that you have to kill the person yourself. And you have to be able to do it, like in a ring.
With implements or barehanded?
Barehanded.
Bullshit. No, I don't like it. I don't like it.
I'd be an only child.
What if I want to kill somebody bigger than me?
Bring it.
I should be able to fucking use a tool.
Then they get a tool too.
My tool is going to be faster than a tool. I'll fucking kill them. I'll kill them. Okay, and here's my other side of the argument as yet more proof that I believe that something like this would be rational. Okay. I used to live in Arizona. My dad still lives there. Arizona has an open carry law. You can, as long as you're a resident of the state and you're over 21 years old, you can carry a handgun on your hip as long as it's not concealed. Now, businesses can put up signs, no handguns allowed, and then you're not allowed to bring them in. You're not allowed to take them into like the post office and, federal buildings, government buildings, things like that. But otherwise, you walk into a fucking coffee shop and there might be a guy serving you coffee with a fucking gun on his hip. All right. Are you going to rob a fucking grocery store or something where there's a possibility that the other guy might shoot back?
Yes.
Fuck that. I won't. Why? You're just saying that to fucking piss me off.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that it doesn't stop crime.
No, you think these people, people rationalize that? Oh, I might get shot.
There are guns all over, especially Texas. Everybody's packing down there.
Well, but that's the point.
But you can't tell me there's no crime in Texas.
Well, I'm not saying there's no crime, but what I'm saying is the point is you're going to think twice. When you're around here, if you're a fucking crook around here, your rationale is I've got a gun and they don't. If you're in Texas, Arizona, any place that has an open carry law, your rationale is I've got a gun and they might. That changes the fucking rules a little bit. It changes the game entirely.
It does.
I'm literally seeing 70-year-old women sitting down to eat fucking croissants in a fucking bakery with a fucking 38 on their side. You have any idea how fucking cool that is?
Fucking 357.
That is fucking tits. Stop my mom will shoot.
That just goes back to quick on the draw, though.
Yeah.
If
survival of the fittest.
Criminal has the gun and the old lady has the gun, you can't tell me
who's going to be faster.
She might Han Solo his ass under the table. That's what she might do.
Unless he breaks into her house and doesn't know she's there and she silently gets ready.
She may Greedo his ass right there. Fucking, he won't even have a chance to draw. And if George Lucas ain't got time to go back and fuck this one up, right? Once that motherfucker's dead, kablam! She fucking killed the shit out of him. JK, would you fucking get my back on this? Seriously, I wish you were here right now. This is bullshit, because I'm telling you, people would think twice. We've had a shit ton of robberies around here in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
shit
ton. None of them are solved.
Right, but shit ton of robberies. I guarantee you these motherfuckers wouldn't be going in and fucking with people if they thought that maybe he had a fucking gun behind the counter.
Banks are being robbed down south in Arizona too, though. That's my point.
I'm because you can't carry guns in banks! They know that.
There's still home break-ins. People are still getting their cars jacked.
And how, how many in Arizona, how many home burglaries end with the fucking crook getting shot? A hell of a lot more than here, because there's a hell of a lot more guns down there. And I'm telling you, okay, sure, maybe he still tries it, but he don't get out the fucking window because I put a fucking bullet in his skull. That is why America is great.
Not you.
You
can't hit the broadside of the car, and I've seen you.
I shoot extra bullets. I just pull my trigger faster than most folks.
Like in the hundreds?
Yes. I have one of those fucking bandoleros.
a fucking chain gun?
Yeah, I just keep feeding them in. The fucking bullet ribbon or whatever the fuck they're called. I don't fucking know.
I'm still a fan of knives, personally.
Oh, knives too personal.
If you're good at them, yeah. But if
I think I would probably be more likely to be able to shoot someone than to stab them. Stabbing is a very visceral thing. I'm just saying.
I think I'd almost enjoy.
I'd rather stab someone.
I think I would.
I don't think so.
Right in the neck.
Or choke a bitch.
I think stabbing somebody is a lot harder to do than you think it is.
I'm not saying it's easy, but yeah.
I think it takes a lot more willpower to stab somebody. It's really easy to make a gun go boom. And I'm saying on a legal standpoint, I think that it makes more sense to arm America.
We already everybody here has guns.
That's everybody. Not everybody. No, there's a lot of people that don't have guns because they don't feel like they should have guns. But if everybody has guns, the world's a better place. I'm not even a gun guy. I don't even like guns.
But by that logic, then would this world be a better place if every nation had nuclear weapons?
Yeah. You remember the Cold War? It was awesome. There was no fucking chance anybody was going to launch them. Now fucking Iran's got one, and we're all shitting our pants because we're like, fuck, we destroyed most of ours. We are fucked. If Iran and North Korea and Pakistan all decide to get froggy at the same time, we are fucking screwed.
Yeah.
We have enough. Trust me.
We are screwed. 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 Well, and then you're also factoring in something completely, completely different that throws off the balance entirely is religious fanaticism. Yeah, because they don't care if they get wiped out too, just as long as they get to prove a point.
Right.
See, and then you have fucking Branch like, Davidians
like playing Scrabble.
Yeah, there's an.
It is to a word.
They're actually more crazy because they think this is actually worse than where they're going to be when they die.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so gonna, it's actually
they're going to be so pissed when they wake up in hell. It's going to be awesome. But yeah, you have an outlier in every deal. Look, the Branch Davidians had guns, and that fucked everything up for everybody. You know, and that fucking goofball at Virginia Tech, he had a gun. That fucked everything up for everybody. But I tell you, a bunch of schools and their fucking security ended up with guns out of that deal too,
yes,
right?
They did, and they should have had
all right.
You know what? And everybody feels better now, don't they? See?
What about all the fucking idiots, though?
Well, there's going to be fucking idiots regardless.
Maybe there should be like some IQ test to get a gun.
I'd be all right with that.
You have to get like a 3-point GPA in high school to even apply for a gun.
Listen.
If you guys can see his eyes right now, it's like he's about ready to fall asleep. Listen. No, listen.
If the right people can be armed, yes. But the problem we have is that the people who shouldn't have guns are still getting
them. Well, I'm not saying to take a fucking pickup truck full of guns and just back it up to a fucking elementary school and have everybody come out and pick one. I'm saying that if more people were armed and it was...
Take care of our welfare problem.
Did you hear about that kid? I'm going to totally negate my argument now. Did you hear about the kid in Arizona that killed his dad and his dad's buddy?
Yeah.
That fucking 8-year-old fucking blew them both to fucking shit. I bet his dad wouldn't have fucking passed your IQ test because that motherfucker obviously left a fucking loaded gun on a table or some shit in a house with an 8-year-old.
There were two dudes like in Virginia playing quick draw with loaded guns.
That's a good idea.
And the one shot the one, and, you know, loser died. Winner went to prison.
winner, chicken dinner.
What's your name, lover?
I
There's always flamethrower Santa Claus. Hear about that fucked up story?
No.
Yeah, that was.
How do we not talk about that one?
The dude that dressed up as Santa Claus
on Christmas.
Oh yeah, yeah, and he was on his way here afterwards. He had a plane ticket.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, he had a plane ticket to fucking Davenport before he greased himself. There's something you don't see.
He burned himself up with his homemade flamethrower.
It was jet fuel he had.
Jet fuel?
Yeah.
What, he fucking worked for an airline?
No, it was like, it's jet fuel and racing fuel is pretty much the same thing.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I don't know. I want you guys to ruminate on that shit for a couple seconds. So that, well, we got a little something for you. Goes a little something like this.
Hi, I'm Canadian Ryan, and I'm here today to talk about my space angel disorder. MSA occurs when a young lady takes photos at such an angle, or edits the photos, to make herself appear far more attractive than she really is. It is possible for a young lady to come off as a 7, but when you really meet her, your cock shrivels up into your body and hides behind your testes. I myself have been a victim of MSA. I was 16 and foolish. A girl had made contact with me through Nixopia, a Canadian website similar to MySpace. Her photo showed a cute face with clear skin and generous cleavage. After a couple weeks of emailing back and forth, we decided to get together. When I first saw her, I did not recognize her from her photos. Then she called out to me. I looked around to see who had said my name. When I figured it out, I nearly ran away. I should have ran away. Instead, I ended up fucking her twice on two separate occasions. I swear to God, this was the loosest woman I have ever encountered. The only way she would be able to generate this level of loose would be able to masturbate with a rubber fist before coming to see me each time. Our two-week mistake ended when I was supposed to meet her somewhere for lunch. The trip would have been a two-hour bus trip for her, and I waited until the designated meeting time and called her from my house and informed her that I would not be meeting her for lunch, and we were done. This is Canadian Ryan, signing off.
Ryan Canada! Ryan Canada! Did he call her before the bus trip?
Jesus Christ, Ryan. What the fuck is wrong with you? Holy shit.
I've said this before, but yeah, I'd never, ever, ever rely on the close cropped picture. If it's just their face, that's a huge fucking red flag.
Yeah. Wow, buddy. I love that kid.
You had to hit it, though.
He didn't have to do shit.
Obligation. Obligation.
Do you?
That reminds me of a similar story. A friend of ours, Tim's brother, started talking to a girl in South Carolina. He gets off the train, and she's supposed to be wearing red. He said, I get off the bus or whatever the hell he went down there on. He goes, I get off the bus, and the only thing I see red is a used car. And then it said my name. He had already committed to a hotel for 3 nights.
Oh.
So he immediately, they talk, whatever. She gets in the car, or he gets in her car. They go to the hotel. He walks up to the bar and orders 2 beers. She goes, I don't drink beer. He goes, they're not for you. Proceeds to get piss-ass drunk and then fucks her.
So had he just seen like a cropped photo, or was it?
Exactly, the close cropped photo.
MySpace angels, baby. That's... Ryan, excellent. Excellent as always. We had the new Ryan music, the new Canadian Ryan music in there, and somebody decided they were going to talk over the top of it.
That was me.
Yeah, good job. So excellent submission as always. I know you're working with some new equipment. Either get a windscreen or go back to the old stuff that you were using, because there's lots of stuff.
You are a picky bastard.
No, I'm just saying. He wants feedback. I mean, he's our only correspondent. So obviously, you know, I want him to shine. Yeah, it's true.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. You're a fucking gentleman and scholar.
It's good thing he's
except
around.
For that, except for that part where you fucked that poor girl.
She wanted it. He did it because she wanted it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He didn't want it, obviously. Did you hear him?
He said twice, didn't he?
He was able to get it up, wasn't he?
Dude, phantom boners.
What?
Phantom boners. They struck people all through high school. I know what you're talking about, the boners for no reason.
Other than at night, I haven't had a phantom hard on since, God, probably I was 15, 16.
I get them all the fucking time.
If I go like 2 weeks without any fucking, any loving or beating off, just out of nowhere. But
I don't know what the fuck my problem is.
I guess I release enough that it's not a problem, but.
Yeah. Well, normally I just beat off, but sometimes, you know, you got a busy week, you don't have time to fucking jerk the gherkin, and then next thing you know, you're fucking sitting at a stoplight. It's like, whoa, holy shit. Mine, well, I know that fucking girl next to me in that fucking Chrysler LeBaron's hot, but Jesus, is this really necessary?
See, mine aren't even like, they're at the most inconvenient times. Funerals, you know, like.
What the
fuck? Yeah, yeah.
You know what it is.
I don't have textbooks to cover my fucking heart.
You know what it is. You know what the funeral thing is? No, you know what it is. It's those fucking light dress pants. They feel different against you.
It might be.
It is.
That and women wanting to be consoled, and it's an easy time to get in there.
I don't console people, ever.
You know what I remember in high school was the worst? You know, when you make that transition from tidy whities to boxers. Okay. Well, I didn't do the gentle transition of like tidy whities, cotton boxers, and then get into the fancy stuff.
Yeah.
I had a pair of navy blue, like royal blue silk boxers.
That silk boxer phase was huge in high school.
Yep. Yes, but it was fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Because you went from tidy whities, which kept everything where it was supposed to be, to silk boxers, and you're like, ooh.
Everything's all just a wobbling.
I had to quit wearing them just because in class you'd wear like have shorts, and all of a sudden you'd move your leg,
your
and
ball the silk
would just brush against your head. Like, oh, that.
You guys ever accidentally stand up too fast and fucking brushed on the desk? Boom!
Mine's not big enough to do that. Are we out already?
No.
All right. I got a couple Lyman Kugels upstairs too that I bought the other night. I was going to drink
more weird beer if you want it.
I might have some. I'm going to go with the standard old school bud.
Wiser.
What?
Budweiser. Budweiser. Jesus. Definitely not any. going on. That was a Samuel Adams Irish Red to do the bong joke. That's fucking fantastic. I don't really like it when it. You just swish it around your mouth like that. That's not what beer's for.
Nah.
Not even a little bit. Hey, can you get Saturday off?
This Saturday?
Yeah.
Not paid.
Oh, bummer. Never mind. Having a birthday party. Here.
Nice of him to tell you on a Wednesday.
What time?
7 or 8.
Yeah.
Not going to happen, huh?
No.
What, you used up all your days already?
Well, between Dragon Con, I'm going to Colorado for like a week and a half in the summer, so no.
How's things going with the lady?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good.
She doesn't listen.
She doesn't listen, no.
I thought she said she was going to listen to the last episode.
She claims that the girl she went down to hang out with didn't have internet connection.
Did you say she went down on a girl?
No.
She went down to see one of her friends.
Oh.
Yeah, because once the week's up, they just drop off the internet.
speaking of which... Why is the lotion on the table in front of the fucking gigantic TV?
It's dry out, and Jenny had some hand problems.
Right.
Backs were hands, not the
hand. Not the money hand.
Yeah, not the money hand. She has internet at home, right?
Yeah.
No, you don't want her to listen.
I'm just saying.
No.
You don't want her to listen.
Because she'll probably like listen to one or two, and then... She might want to listen to other ones. It'll go back, silence. And then I'll start into like my talking about the ex or talking about my recent ex.
So who cares? It's not like you didn't have a life before you met her.
Yeah, I don't.
I wouldn't be like I wouldn't stop her from doing it. I'm just saying I know from me being me, that's going to be an awful lot of fucking explaining I'm going to have to be doing. And I don't have to do that.
No, you don't have to explain shit. I know this girl. Okay, her fucking past is not pristine. She can't judge you. She's normal people just like us. It's not like she fucking hatched out of a cabbage 2 weeks ago.
I don't think she'd judge, but she would ask.
Yeah. What does she have to ask? You explain it all on the podcast. She'd be saving herself some fucking time getting to know you if she just listened to the show.
I guess I could propose that idea to her.
I'm just saying that, you know, I think she should listen.
She asks about it.
Well, if she's that goddamn curious, maybe she should listen. I mean, this is an enjoyable fucking program.
See, I'm completely the opposite. Anybody I care about, I don't tell about this show.
She usually works the nights that we record, but maybe one of these nights, if she has it off, she can sit in and listen or something. I don't know.
Maybe. What? So does she work weekends then, always, too? Because she works at...
I know she works at least one weekend day.
She works at...
Yeah.
Enough.
I told her I wouldn't tell her anybody where she works.
Yeah. Everybody that I know knows her, though.
She knows a lot of people.
Yeah.
Good story.
I wish you could get Saturday off, man. The two of you could come. Everybody's going to be here. You're going to be here.
After work.
Yeah, but your wife and kids are going to be here at like 7. Mexican Chris is going to be here. I think Eric and Laura are coming.
He's got to work, man.
Fucking call in.
You should have gave him like a fucking...
Yeah, my vacation days are burned. Otherwise, I would.
You got sick time, don't you? All right, all right, all right.
Actually, yes, I do. I suppose I could get quite intoxicated Friday night.
I'm calling in hungover. Mm-hmm. Safety first, man. Safety first.
Exactly.
Have you ever called in sick when you weren't sick?
I have never. I've been working, God, since I was 15, 14.
Okay.
I've never once called in sick. There was only one day I had to call in. That was because I got stranded in St. Louis. The airport was closed because of a blizzard.
Well, that's still a legitimate call in. I mean,
but that was the only time I've ever called into work because I couldn't come into work. And that was because I was stranded out of state.
I called in once when I wasn't sick in 1997. I worked at a business that was going out of business. And the last day that I was to work was basically to help take fixtures apart and shit. And we went camping. Remember that?
We went camping?
Yeah, we went camping out at Hickory Hills. We had my mom and dad's, or my mom and stepdad's fold-down camper.
I don't recall camping.
Yeah, we went out there. And
I don't think I was there.
Chris and his high school girlfriend like did everything but fucked on the floor of the camper while we were all there.
Was that the one where he pissed in the whole school full of like elementary school kids were right there by him pissing?
You and your ex-wife were there, yeah. Yeah, who else was there? Earl was there. Yeah. We were all like 4 feet away from him, and he never fucked her because she was some kind of a freak and thought that apparently sex was evil.
Oh, that ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, that ex-girlfriend. Yeah, yeah.
The one that was my ex first.
Yeah, yeah. Strangely enough, that girl dated a lot of dudes and touched a lot of wieners, but never fucked.
No.
Weird. Very like holier than thou, high and mighty kind of chick.
Yeah.
Like. I tried to explain to her once. She had a sister that her sister's fiance was from Russia. Okay.
Her sister was hot.
Her sister was hot. And the thing is, the fiance was from Russia, and they needed to get married so he could stay. They were getting married anyway, and it was this big problem. And I said, why don't they just go get married at a justice of the peace and then have a legitimate wedding later? Oh, God, they can't do that. They won't be married in the eyes of God. I was like, you just got done blowing a half Mexican kid in the backseat of a Cutlass. I said, who are you to fucking judge the eyes of God? All right? For fuck's sake. ESP, man. ESP.
Yeah, I wasn't there on that trip.
You weren't?
I wasn't allowed.
I could have swore you were there. You came out or something at least, didn't you?
In 97?
No, yeah, you guys came out. You guys came out because my ex-girlfriend, two of my ex-girlfriends came out with your ex-girlfriend.
I think my ex-girlfriend was there and I wasn't.
I think you were. Because remember...
Was that the night when everybody got busted and we had to drive home?
No, that was at George Wythe State Park. When I dove in that tent head first after that dude, and Adam Anderson snatched me out of the air.
Yeah.
That was funny. I'm like diving like Superman head first into this tent after this fucking cock knocker, and I literally feel my entire body stop midair, and I get yanked back out of the tent. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? I did. Get the fuck away from him. It was all, you don't want to do that, he says. You're just gonna embarrass him and yourself. Well, because they were out there drinking. They're in high school. They're out there fucking drinking. And the ranger shows up and tells them to dump all their booze and he won't ride them up. And this pig fucker is fucking hiding around the corner with a cooler full of booze. He's like, there's like that embankment that goes down to the river with all the rocks.
Yeah.
He's stuffing fucking cans of beer and booze and shit down there to hide them so that they can get them back out when the fucking ranger comes back. And I'm like, you dumb fuck. All right. The ranger's cutting you a break. He's doing you a solid. He told him, you're lucky I've got a cold and can't smell whether there's liquor in those cups with that orange juice or I'd write you all up. Basically, he's saying, hey, get rid of that shit so I don't have to do anything. And that pig fucker is down there hiding this booze so he can bring it back out later. Hiding so he doesn't get in trouble, hiding so he gets to keep his beer. And I'm like, you fucking asshole. You know, get up here and fucking take your medicine with everybody else. And he had cocked off to me, so I fucking dove in the tent after him and got snatched right out of the air. I felt like I was like 4 years old, and my dad had just grabbed me and was getting to do the one-arm swat and swing. It's terrible.
Al wants his present.
Yeah, I know he does. It's right here. It's right. Which one is it? Yeah, this is the one I want to give him.
Fine choice.
You hear that, Al?
We don't want to make Al angry.
Hear that, Al? That's your present.
Oh.
Prize. Wait. Oh, I got to close it now. No, I'll open it again. So that's yours, buddy.
God in a case is what that is.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and I knew that was the one I wanted to give him when I was talking to him the other night. Big Al. Big Al, baby. Hot shit, Carl. So you guys aren't cohabitating or anything yet, are you?
No.
Okay. Has there been a lot of night spending?
Yeah, there has been. Yeah. A little.
Yeah, snuggling, cuddling, cute stuff.
Hand-holding.
Really? People still do that?
Fuck no.
Not unless her hand's on my cock.
She been coming to your place at all?
Once. She has a dog, so it's easier just to stay at her place. Plus, she has a nicer bed than I do.
That was going to be my second question, is she still had her dog?
Yeah.
Lab?
Lab mix, but yeah. Very cool dog.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, he's got to be about 4 years old now? Like actual grown dog?
It's, yeah, full grown. Yeah.
You did explain to her that I never slept on her couch, right?
No. Yeah. She was, I don't know, it's a non-issue, I guess. There's no point in arguing that.
Well, I just know that I didn't. I can count all 72 places that I've spent the night before, and her couch is never one of them.
Nobody cares.
It's kind of important because I think she might be confusing me with a douchebag.
Really? Who does that?
I'm just fuck you.
I'm just saying.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You better be nice to me, or next time I'm gonna sneak turkey bacon in place of your regular bacon and watch you get all freaked out.
It doesn't bother me.
I had a cheeseburger tonight. This cheeseburger had cheese on it, and then it was wrapped in ham, and then it had bacon on top of the ham.
Where did you get that little slice of heaven?
Screaming Eagle.
I've had it.
Yep. It's a fucking mess to eat, but it is good.
Delicious.
And then mayonnaise, jalapenos.
Yes, 9630.
Yeah, and it's jalapeno bacon.
That's what I had for lunch that day.
Yeah, right, yeah. Why do they call it the 9630?
Because it takes about that many days off your life.
Really?
I think so. I went home and shit my fucking brains out.
I was still there.
And it was hot.
Well, it takes a lot to make me go, ooh, that's hot. And I didn't get that from it. But I thought it was tasty.
I didn't get that from when I was eating it.
You know what else is really good? They have a, what do they call it? Diablo chicken soup, which is the most fantastic thing I have ever put in my mouth. And I've had a lot of titties in my mouth. Okay?
Jenny's going to take offense to that.
No, that's fine. She'll agree. She'll agree. And I just had the cup. It comes in a bowl, and that's a whole fucking meal. Real chunks of chicken, macaroni noodles, and a real thick, creamy cheese sauce with about 1,000 spices in it.
Is it a menstruating chicken?
I hope not. It's a dead chicken. It's chicken meat, man. Chicken meat.
Was it menstruating when it was
gay? Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Fucking reg.
The point is, it's a very tasty soup.
Ghostbusters.
What?
The librarian.
Alice?
Are you Alice currently menstruating?
Yeah. It was good. It was good soup.
I thought you didn't frequent that establishment.
I don't, but I've been there twice in the last month.
And you love it.
I don't love it. It's a nice place. It's clean in there. No, I don't love it. I like their soup a lot. And that sandwich was good, but I can't eat that regularly. Well, because we were sitting there, we're hanging out with some people Jenny works with, and we had already eaten, and then they came over because they had been up at Jameson's Public House up there.
Oh, sure. They can come over when they've been drinking before, but I'm not allowed to come over anymore. When
they weren't here at my house. And it's not that you can't come over. It's that you can't record the fucking internet radio show because of douchebaggery. Of the repetition of the same fucking story 17 fucking times in a row. That's why. Why you gotta call yourself out like that?
In a row?
In a row. So we were sitting there, and then they were drinking, and we were just shooting the shit because the boys were at their dad's, and we were waiting for the, you know, we'd have to be home in time. And then all of a sudden, like, whoa, what was that? Oh, no. You know how sometimes you can stave off a poop if you just go pee? That's what I did. I'm in there. I'm fucking standing at the urinal.
What, clinch?
Yep, not trusting a fart at all. I'm like, oh, wow. Well, maybe if I fart a little. Oh, no, bad idea. Abort, abort, abort. So I'm peeing, and I'm like trying to shift my weight so I don't accidentally poop myself while I'm standing at the urinal. I finish peeing. I got fucking sweat beads on my forehead. I come walking out. I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, holy cow. Only 20 more minutes. Only 20 more minutes and I can go home and poop. Because I do not like to poop in public. Like,
nobody does.
I don't like it at all.
How fucked would that be if you actually just started shitting as you're pissing in the urinal? I just see a guy walking, open the fucking door. There's a guy pissing and just dropping turds as he's fucking pissing.
Apparently.
We've seen shit in the urinal.
I was going to say, apparently that guy Sapphire just turned around and let loose.
Yeah, I've seen that too. That's fucked up.
Yuck. Yeah, so I thought that, you know, I was like, well, I guess there's worse places I could accidentally shit myself than a bathroom.
I'd go for the sink before the urinal, man.
No, I just had to pee. I was trying to stave
he's
off the poop.
He's talking if he had to poop.
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying if I had to shit
I,
and I
I would probably roll. I'd poop in the John C. Crapper. That's where no, I poop.
We'll say they're all used.
Mm.
And you had to go.
Let's say there's like two, all the urinals are empty, all the sinks are empty. There's only two toilets, but they're both being occupied, and you really... really, really have to fucking go.
DEFCON 1.
Ladies room. Can you imagine being in the ladies room? Just.
You know they do it.
No, they don't.
Yes, they
no,
do.
No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't.
Yes, they do. That was the worst birthday of my entire fucking life.
What?
Holy shit. What happened? I'm glad you guys mentioned this. I totally forgot this.
Oh, hey, happy belated birthday, by the way. Thanks. I sent you a little thing on the quick
birthday.
Shop.
Happy birthday to you coming up.
Thank you.
Oh, God. This was back with the ex. I'm glad, like, is this the real ex. The,
is this a cool story about your ex-wife?
Yes. So, as I stated before, we work totally, totally opposite schedules. So, I work third shift. She works first shift. So
I love where this is going already.
I would be
it's
coming
awesome
home.
Because she listens sometimes.
I always.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, I didn't tell you about that.
What is with you fucking people? Nobody. I had no idea any of you guys still talk to her, which I don't care that
no,
you do.
No, I don't
just,
talk
I had
to
no
her.
Idea.
She randomly messages me on Facebook, like, for the longest time, until finally I was like, I don't really want to share parts of my life with you. And then she stopped messaging me. So continue your story.
I will continue because I've already committed.
pull up. Terrain. Pull up. Terrain. Boop. Okay, go ahead.
On this particular year, my birthday was like on a Monday or Tuesday.
How old were you?
Oh, I'll probably.
20s.
Yeah, early 20s, 23, 24, something like that.
You guys must have been married because you were living together.
Yeah, we were married at this point.
Because you didn't live together before you were married.
Right.
Which was a huge fucking mistake, but you didn't want to listen to me.
You were right on that, too.
That's twice in one night.
Twice in one day, yeah.
Continue.
This will not be a trend.
Yay!
So I had already celebrated with my friends that weekend before, so I went into work normally on my actual birthday. Come home from work after working, make a small snack, watch a little bit of TV, because I have to unwind. I can't go straight to bed. As I hear her getting up to go to work, that's when I go into the bedroom, lay down. She goes into the bathroom, shuts the door. I hear just extremely loud, disgusting, wet farts for, I swear to God, 3 or 4 minutes. Then I hear,
oh, my God! Oh, my God! Ah! Ah! Ah!
She's a
penguin?
That's exactly what it sounded like.
The penguin?
You know, like, I just want to go to bed, you know, fuck this. Whatever, I don't know what she's doing. Just, the door is closed. I want to sleep. It's been a long night. I pull the sheets over my head, roll over. I just continue hearing, like, just fucking farts, just shit sound plopping, water rushing, just weird squawking. And then the door opens, the light comes on because the light wakes me up. And she's like, sorry about that. She's like, I'm not going to, I'll fucking clean that up when I get home. Door slams shut. Slams the bathroom door shut, and then I hear her leave.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
No, just let him finish.
Whoa,
let him finish.
Wait.
No,
wait.
Let him finish. No, let him finish. Don't let him finish. Let him finish.
Keep in mind, I'm like on a scale of like 1 to 10, 10 being like I am sleeping no matter what fucking goes down. I'm like at 8 or 9. Like, I'm really fucking exhausted.
Just wait.
And like our bathroom was actually in our bedroom. You had to go into the bedroom to go to the bathroom. And she shut the bathroom door. So I was like, fuck it. I don't know what's going on. I just want to sleep. I go to sleep.
Oh, God.
Wake up, you know, probably 8 hours later.
Oh, God.
And as soon as I wake up, I always have to piss. Open the door to the bathroom. The toilet had overflowed. She had fucking explosive diarrhea. There is shit all over the floor. The entire floor is covered with shit. The entire toilet bowl is covered with shit. There is even diarrhea on the fucking bathtub. And it had been sitting there soaking in water because the toilet overflowed for 8 fucking hours on my birthday. It took me 2.5 hours to clean that. That was how I spent my birthday that day.
Oh, my God.
She comes home, doesn't say a fucking word to me about it. Not one word.
What a now, shitty birthday.
And that was the day I left that bitch. What the? How much longer did you stay married to that fucking bitch after that?
This was towards the end.
Did she know things were on the outs at that point?
Yeah, did she do that on purpose? Like,
did you find like 4 socks shoved into the fucking toilet?
If I knew she'd done that, like thinking I was going to leave her, I'd respect it. But at that point, I think that she thought that we were still on the up and up, which just makes it beyond fucking wrong. And I get that she had to go to work, but you could have fucking sprayed some fucking shit or covered some shit over.
You walk in there, and there's squares of toilet paper laid over the toilet.
Throw some fucking cat litter down, something, you know?
He won't notice. Fucking towel.
We lived across the street from a grocery store. She could have bought like a fucking 5 pound thing of cat litter and dumped the whole fucking thing over. That would have worked.
So
like
fucking floor dry.
Exactly, man.
Just throw newspaper over it. It'd be fine.
Oatmeal. Wow. No shit.
So there's
huh?
No way I will ever have a shittier birthday than that day.
Literally.
No shit. Well, now that she officially hates us as bad as she hates you.
Wow. Fuck that. That was the greatest fucking story ever told. Fuck the Bible. That was the greatest story ever told. Right there.
Who just leaves?
She's lucky. She's actually lucky that I didn't have a digital camera at the time because I would have taken pictures of that. It was, had it not been so disgusted, well, it was actually impressive.
And it would have been a lot cooler if it wouldn't have been your fucking only bathroom.
It was in the winter, too, so I couldn't open windows or anything, you know?
What the fuck did it just fucking reek?
Fucking 8 hours, man. That shit fucking marinated for 8 fucking hours.
Oh, brutal. Oh, God.
At room temperature, too.
Oh, 72-degree poop.
You can see fucking vapors coming off of it.
It's better room temperature than body temperature. So how'd you clean it up?
I ended up throwing away about 8 towels. We had to buy brand new towels.
Rubber gloves.
She pay for them or did you? Because I know you had separate bank accounts.
I bought them.
Son of a bitch.
I went to the Evil Empire and bought the cheapest replacement towels I could get.
So you had to spend birthday money, essentially, on these towels.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to
me. I would have left her that fucking day. I'd be like, you know what? Get out.
No, stay. I'm leaving.
Yeah, stay and clean the shit up. Stay. You fucking, it's your fucking deposit. You do with it what you will. Fucking, stay. I'm taking my cat and I'm leaving.
You know what you did. You know what you did.
You should have rolled up a newspaper and smacked him the fucking nose with it.
No! Bad ex-wife. Bad. Ever tell you the story about what she told me about, and then we'll end on this? She tells me one day, after she messages me on Facebook, and I quote,
when's your wedding date? And I said, oh, probably sometime in 2010. Looks like I might beat you. And I go, oh, really? You got engaged? Well, not yet. But it's going to happen soon, I'm sure. And I'm like, you can't announce your wedding before you get engaged. That's kind of weird.
Not only that, but she's planning the wedding before she's even fucking engaged to be that quick.
I'm telling you, dude, she's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I knew that.
Pretty nice girl, but she's like, she's counting her proverbial chickens before they're hatched.
Menstruating chickens.
She's counting her menstruating chickens before they're hatched. I'm telling you. Yeah, when she said that, I had a little hitch in my giddy up there. I'm like, oh, you're getting congratulations, huh? You're engaged. No, not yet, but I'm sure he's going to ask me soon. That's an awfully big assumption. Maybe he's just getting his dick wet. Screw you,
I wonder if he listens. I hope he does listen now.
Screw you, cock. What the fuck was it? Cock knockers?
Mr. Ex-wife, if you listen. If you're still with her after hearing this, I guess that's
there's
something
no
you have to deal
there's
with.
There's no fucking way he listens. There's good no luck, way. Brother.
You would have fought him by now.
There's no way he listens. There's actually, no
you know,
fucking
I
way.
I can tell you exactly what would happen. He would storm up to us at a bar. And fight Zach because he's the smallest one.
Oh, and then the embarrassing part for him is when he has to go back to his friends all busted up and be like, I lost to the little one.
You know he wouldn't say it was the little one that beat his ass.
Well, I lost to that fat fucker right there. I lost to him. Look at that knuckle dragon gorilla fuck. Look at him.
You'd be going, that was me. It was me. What are we going to do today, Spike? What are we going to do?
Motherfucker. No, he does. There's no fucking way he listens.
Is she getting an invite?
To what?
Your wedding.
No. Why would I?
Because it's funny in that awkward situation.
Do it. It's a free gift.
No. We don't need anything. We've got fucking two of everything. We're hoping to God people give us cash.
Oh, yeah. Gift cards.
Because we have bills.
I'm going to give you a sentimental gift.
Oh, great.
My shit in a box.
It's my shit in a box. Well, good. Then I can take one of them back because that's probably what she'll get me too. Wow. No, you know, if we get gift cards, I think we'll take them to Mr. Money and sell them for half their value. Get fucking cash, man.
Depends on where they're for.
You can't use gift cards to pay fucking house payment. Gift cards don't want mortgage make, baby.
Gas cards, grocery cards.
I can't imagine anybody giving you a Quick Star card for your wedding, for Christ's sake. We did give Tony and Sam a Pablo's gift certificate, though. I go, we didn't even have to sign the card. You're going to know which one's from us. And then Sam goes, we're going to Pablo's to eat, aren't we? I go, maybe. Maybe Pablo's Mexican Grill, Main Street in Cedar Falls. Sponsor us. I know somebody's listening that works at Pablo's.
I know somebody that listens to work at Rudy's, which is much better food.
Oh,
really?
Love me some Rudy's.
You know somebody that works at Rudy's?
Yep.
Can they get us a deal?
I don't know.
Rudy's Tacos, Falls Avenue, Waterloo.
Out fucking standing.
Yes,
food.
It is outstanding. It is good.
I like the little the cream corn poppers.
I always get the fucking mucho platter or the
little the cream corn bites. They're like fat fried cream corn. Oh. Like
all
sex in a
grown
bundle. I don't fucking care. It can be grown in fucking Russia for all I care.
Oh, no,
it's tasty.
Makes a difference.
It's tasty.
No, Iowa corn is different.
It's just, I don't care where it's grown as long as it keeps tasting the way it tastes.
It doesn't taste the same. That's what we're getting at.
Yeah, exactly. It's better.
Oh, do I know the person who works at Rudy's?
Dana. You just talked about him like.
Oh, you know Dana?
I do now. He added me to MySpace.
Oh, I didn't know he worked here.
I plugged Lava Lounge, and he on MySpace.
Well, he mentioned that that Lava Lounge was he likes a lot, but I didn't know he worked at Rudy's. I had no idea he worked at Rudy's. He never told me that.
I don't know that he works there. He's connected somehow to that whole.
Well, I think
Rudy's or Lava or he's connected.
Well, he's an artist of some kind. He's like a graphic designer.
I know he did the labels for the hot sauce. He told me that.
And he said
so
that
he works for him in some fashion. I don't know if he like literally works there in the kitchen or he actually does the design stuff.
Well, maybe he like subcontracted the design out or something because he used to work for a consortium of bars and eateries here in town. He used to form a triangle. Now it's much bigger. You smell what the rock's. If you smell what the rock is cooking.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You know what I'm talking about, you dude jobber. All right, yeah, so I didn't know. Apparently Dana has been messaging you way more than he's been messaging me. That makes me, I'm a little jealous now. I thought Dana and I had something special.
No, No.
God damn it. See, I thought when I revealed our MySpace, our new MySpace friend Dana, that you'd be like, oh, he seems like a pretty cool guy. In the meantime, he's been fucking having this fly-by-night operation with you where it's apparently you two-timing bitch, Dana.
It's the same fucking podcast.
I thought we had something special. I thought we bonded.
You can have on the weekend, Zach. I work.
But he knew of me before he knew of you because he used to put me on flyers for the comedy club. They can't see you nodding your head emphatically.
No. You got me there, I guess.
We should hang. You know what we should do? We should have a fucking mixer, a local mixer for all the listeners of Misinformation.
There's four people that will live here.
I don't know. I think
us
we might
three
be able to. No.
Dana. Well,
I think,
are you counting listeners like if they listen to like just one episode or people that like regularly listen?
Just people who from the Cedar Valley who listen to the show. We should set up a night where we'll all meet at like say
a Friday night would work probably.
Or even like a Thursday or something when like places aren't quite so busy, and we'll say everybody meet at Smitty's on Jefferson Street in Cedar Falls or in Waterloo. Jefferson Street
who
and Waterloo.
Who drinks on Thursday night at Smitty's? Honestly.
Raise my hand. Raise my hand. Yeah, you've fuck you. Really? That's what we should do. We should set it up. We'll set it up for a date sometime in March. We'll start planning.
How about the 15th?
That's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
What day of the week is that this year?
I don't know. Like a Wednesday.
We could set it up. I'm guessing most people that listen to Misinformation are probably night owls. So really, we could do it. March 15th, it's a Sunday. That's no good. Can't drink on a Sunday. But we could do like the ooh.
But that's spring break week too.
Oh yeah, we don't want to do it that week. We'll do it sometime in March, towards the end of March. And we'll set it up. Don't let us forget, listeners, we're going to set up a Cedar Valley mixer. So all the people who listen to Misinformation can come and drink, and we'll buy a round or something. We can afford to buy a round for all the listeners in the Cedar Valley, I think. We'll make you RSVP.
It depends.
We'll make you RSVP watch first.
Watch this episode fucking blow up.
No shit. They said they're going to buy beer.
Free drinks. I'll listen to that fucking show.
Holy shit, there's 30 people here. What the fuck are we going to do? What the fuck is 30 times 4? Oh my God, that just cost us $120.
You know what you'd say right after that? Where the fuck is Adam?
Hey, you know what I'd say right after that? What the fuck is Misinformation? Who the fuck are you people? So we're going to plan it. We'll get it together. We'll organize it. I think it'll be fun. We'll do a little Misinformation mixer. We could be a fundraiser for our trip to Dragon Con.
Nobody wants to pay for our trip.
No, everybody donates $5 or something. It'd be great.
They don't care.
We'll have a raffle. They win Savage Heart. Autographed by Eric, the sexiest reader.
Yeah. Oh,
undefeated,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, we'll come up with something. We'll have gifts from the prize closet we'll give away. It's going to be a fucking shit ton of fun.
There's a lightsaber over there.
Fuck you. That's staying. We give away shit nobody wants. Fucking people would line up for that lightsaber.
This will be a fucking hootenanny to remember.
I know. It's going to be – it'd be fucking awesome. We should do it on like a Tuesday or something at Smitty's when it's completely dead in there.
I don't know when Smitty's is dead. Why are you looking at me? It's not like I'm in there every night drinking.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You don't go in there on Sundays. I think this is a fucking great idea. I'm surprised we haven't thought of it before.
You know it's just going to be like the three of us.
It'll be the three of us and maybe Eric if he doesn't work in the morning. That's fine, though. That's fine. And then we can go to...
You guys are so cool. I listened to like 15 of the episodes.
we'll have trivia to get in the door.
No. Dude, we don't want to turn anybody away. What is your name will be the first trivia question. Your name. No, you. The guy trying to get in the door. What's your fucking first name? There you go. We'll plan it. We'll get back to you, listeners.
Yeah, I like this.
I think it's fantastic. That has been episode 43 of Misinformation. Thank you for listening this week. I'm Zach.
I'm Willer.
I think that's a terrible idea.
I love you.
Remember, kids, if it's brown, flush it down.